Kinyan Beis of the Mem Ches Tvarim that the Torah is acquired with is Shmiyas Ha'ezen. And there are two points to Shmiyas Ha'ezen, to the listening, hearing with one's ear. One is a continuation of the first Kinyan, which was Talmud, having a Rebbe, listening to a Rebbe, gaining the Mesorah from your Rebbe. And that aspect applies to Shmiyas Ha'ezen also. A person could only be a Talmud if he has a listening ear. He's willing to listen and hear what his Rebbe has to say before formulating his own thoughts and his own opinions. And the second thing is using the power of listening for change. This is more from a Musar perspective. Regarding the first aspect, the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Baz Zadon V'yavai Kalon V'es Tznuim Chachma. The Gaon explains that the Zadon comes to the Beis Medrash and he has no intention of learning to understand the truth. He only comes lakanter, to shepherd, to make trouble. Yavai Kalon, he makes a bizoyin out of everybody there and everything that's going on. However, V'es Tznuim Chachma, the Vilna Gaon says, the Iker Chachma is from a Tznua. The Tznuim are those that are quiet from saying their own opinions until they hear what the Rebbe has to say. Because they understand that adding their own words without knowing exactly what the Rebbe means to say is not going to enhance their learning. Only when they hear everything the Rebbe has to say, that's how they're going to acquire Chachma. Rav Matisyahu Salomon says, we find many times, we see this, that someone is sitting in a shir with many of his chaverim, and as soon as the Rebbe says something, he himself pipes up and adds to what the Rebbe has to say. He says that is definitely not a kiyum of esnuim chachma. Rather, a person should hear out what the Rebbe has to say and think about it and then formulate an opinion. And the Rabbeinu Yoina on the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, famous Mishnah we all know, siyag lechachma shtika. And the Rabbeinu Yoina explains this. Again, for a Talmud who's learning by a Rebbe and he sees something or he hears something, he shouldn't begin talking and thinking even to himself before his Rebbe completes the shir. And the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoina is, V'lo yeda hasvaris min hachachamim hakadmonim, ki libo yno v'not b'lo yedia daitam. For a person, as soon as he hears something, his mind starts thinking, how does he understand it? And what could he say and what could he add? He's not going to get the complete svara and the Mesorah that his Rebbe is giving over. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yoina says, Al kein hashtika l'talmud l'fnei harav, v'agadol mimenu b'chachma siyag. Keeping quiet when it applies to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe or someone that's greater than him is a siyag for chachma, is a way to acquire chachma. V'himatzei svara v'harav v'idenu medaber v'hu shayseik. When he finds a svara and his Rebbe is still speaking and he's quiet, he should not open his mouth until his Rebbe is mayor, enlightens the svara that he's saying, and the svara that his Rebbe says is chakuka b'liboy, is etched in his heart, and he should keep quiet until his Rebbe finishes speaking, and he knows exactly what his Rebbe is teaching him. And then his svara will be clear and understood. So that's the aspect of Shmiyas Ha'ezen with regard to listening to a shir and understanding exactly what your Rebbe is giving over before one begins with his own opinions. Now to the second aspect, which is more from a Musar angle and a person changing and becoming a better person, Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Yeshuva Shar Beis, Oisir Beis, brings Psukim in Mishlei, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Laman and Pasuk Lamar Aleph, Ma'orei Nayim, Yisamach Lev. What lights up the eyes gladdens the heart. Shmua Toiva, however, a good piece of news, Tadashen Otzem, could fatten a bone. And then the Pasuk says, Oizen Shemaz Techachas Chayim, an ear which listens to Musar, Techachas Chayim, Bekerev Chachamim, Talin, this person could live between Chachamim. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says, every Chacham has to understand, it can't be that Shlomo HaMelech, who was the Chacham Mikol Adam, is just telling us some Dvarim B'Teilim for no reason. B'toich Divrei HaMusar V'Yiras Hashem. The whole Mishlei is Divrei Musar and Yiras Hashem. Why in the world would Shlomo HaMelech throw in this idea that Ma'orei Naim Yisamach Lev Shmua Toiva Tadashe Natzem? And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Shlomo HaMelech is coming to teach us the power of the ear, the power of listening. And he's teaching us that the power of listening is even greater than the power of seeing. How is that? He's explaining that seeing something could only be misameach the lev. The lev has a hargasha, the lev has hergish, the lev has feeling. However, shmua toiva, a good piece of news, hearing something is even stronger, has a bigger kayach, has more power. It could even be tadashe in etzem. It could even make an etzem, which doesn't have any hergish, it could fatten up the etzem, so to speak. And he says, we see this concept in Mavakama, that the ear is more mechubir than all other evarim, because if someone pokes out an eye of somebody else, all he has to pay for is a demei enoi. However, if you pop somebody's eardrum, you make somebody deaf, you got to pay demei kuloi, the value of the whole person. Because when you take away the eyesight from somebody, you're taking away an avery, taking away his eye. But someone who can't hear at all, you're taking away the whole mahus of the person. And therefore you have to pay for the person, the whole value of the person. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. In order to have a kiyum of oizen shemaz techachas chayim mikarev chachamim talin, in order for a person who wants to live between the chachamim, meaning a person wants to live a life full of Torah and Yerushalayim, the first thing he has to have is an oizen shemaz techachas chayim, an ear which is able to accept rebuke from wherever it's coming, whether it's your Rebbe, whether it's your friend, whether it's learning Sifrei Musar that talk to your heart and enable you to change. So that's the concept of Shmias HaOizen, why it's one of the fundamental kinyanim, Shatera Niknes Bahen, both being able to listen when you're learning Torah, to hear the Svara that your Rebbe is saying, to hear the Shia that your Rebbe is saying before formulating your own opinions. And then the second aspect, Shlomo HaMelech taught us in Mishlei, Oizen Shemaz Techachas Chayim Mikarev Chachamim Tolin. If a person uses his ear to listen and to accept the rebuke of life, then he's able to live between Chachamim and become the best Yid that he can be. Have a wonderful day.